Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
This line not bad. I can pay this bill and reach the salon on time. Hey, 10 minutes gone and I... 20 minutes? Where did the time go? I miss my appointment.
If you're stuck in line, it's time for Republic Online or Republic Mobile. Pay your bills anywhere, anytime. Check account balances, transfer funds, and much more.
Wow! I'm still in this line?
Skip bill payment lines with Republic Online. Register today.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Annie's father, Perry, visited Skeeter and said he would be taking her back home. Annie was scared to return home because of her uncle. Her father told them that Annie's mother has cancer and may not make it and kept asking for her. June suggested to James that Cecil and Lucille live with them, but he wasn't keen on the idea. As we return, Leah is trying to call Rachel and Danny is having breakfast.
Sheena answer again.
You okay, Leah?
Danny, I'm worried about Rachel. I keep calling, but she ain't answering.
Oh.
I haven't spoken to her in days.
That's strange.
Suppose something happened to her. It's not like Rachel not to answer me.
I hope Sydney ain't make himself a donkey again and did something to her.
That's all I'm thinking about. What if he has?
But Rachel swear he changed.
So why is she not answering her phone?
Maybe it broke or something.
It's ringing out, but my WhatsApp messages are going through. She's just not reading them.
Could have misplaced the phone.
Danny, we got to go over there. I can't rest until I know my sister is okay.
Alright, I finished eating. We could go over.
Okay, I'm going to take a bath and get dressed.
In the meantime, I'm going to get the ATV together.
Okay.
Lord, I pray everything is okay with Rachel.
Rachel! Open up! It's Danny and Leah.
Please lock up. You sure she's home?
Let's wait. Rachel! Rachel!
Hey.
How you take so long to open the door?
I was sleeping.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Danny. What y'all doing here?
What you mean? I've been calling you for days now. Are you not answering?
I can't find the phone.
Can we come inside?
Okay.
Why you lock up in here so curtains ain't open or nothing?
It's no way getting out of bed. Sydney left for work early this morning and I went straight back to sleep.
Okay.
You mind if I open the blinds?
No, Danny, I don't mind.
What's the marks on your hands, Rachel?
I hope Sydney put me hands on you again.
No. He treated me good.
So what happened to your legs too?
I was fetching in some water and it's fall down.
Oh, it paining?
It's okay. It's a couple days ago.
Rachel, you sure this man treating you right?
Yes. Me and Sydney ain't got no problem since I come back home. He's a loving husband to me.
Well, I was worried. You say you can't find the phone?
No. I ain't even really looking for it.
Let me look for it now.
No, man. Y'all got to go. Sydney just come home anytime.
So what if he comes and finds us here?
Since he is a changed man.
I just don't want no problems. Danny, you know you and Sydney don't get along.
But you claiming he changed.
Right. So he shouldn't have a problem with us being here. Let me ring this phone again. Maybe it's somewhere in the house.
I have it on vibrate, so you won't hear it ring.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. Sydney?
Is he here?
Y'all got to go.
Rachel, calm down.
I promise I ain't gonna start anything with him.
Y'all don't understand. Please, I don't want no problems. Go.
Rachel?
Yes, Sydney?
You got visitor?
Hi, Sydney.
Hey.
What y'all doing here?
We come to see Rachel.
It's not like coming to see people is a crime or something.
Yo, calm down. Rachel just didn't tell me that anybody was coming.
We didn't tell her because I can't get through to her phone.
Y'all excuse me. Rachel, I'm coming back just now.
You got to go.
Rachel, you sure this man ain't beating you again? I see him bruises.
I said I fall down.
That don't mean is it true?
All right, Danny. Rachel, I'm worried about you.
I am okay. I swear if Sydney was beating me again, I wouldn't be staying with him.
You sure?
Yes. I ain't gonna stay and take that ever again.
Rachel, please, find your phone and stay in touch with me.
Okay.
And if there's anything, you know me and Danny are here for you.
Yes, I know.
All right.
Y'all go now.
As soon as you find the phone, send me a text or something.
Okay.
Rachel, you don't deserve anybody putting their hands on you. Always remember that.
Yes, Danny.
All right. Hope to see you again soon.
Yes.
Later, Rachel.
Love you, sis.
Love you too, Leah.
Hold on tight, Leah. It's going to be a bumpy ride, my love.
Just take your time, Danny.
Okay.
Sun sharp!
Yeah. You really think everything okay with Rachel and Sydney?
I don't know what to think.
Something ain't right, Leo. I think he's beating her again. I don't believe the story about her falling down from fetching water.
Me neither.
And I got a strong feeling is he take away she fool.
Yeah, I think so too.
And if that is the case, Rachel is in trouble.
We got to find a way to help her. I'm afraid.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born in his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my
story. Hi, Granny.
Hi, Eunice. Iceland was just about to fall asleep until she hear your voice.
Hi, baby girl. Hi. Granny, keep holding she.
I was seeing a lovely imp for she.
Oh, thanks for babysitting for me.
It's how you sound so.
I'm tired.
This your motto these days. I'm tired.
What do you mean, Granny? I'm exhausted all the time.
And what is the cause of that? You taking your medication and everything you should?
Yes, Granny. You know I won't play with that.
So why are you so tired all the time?
I wish somebody would tell me how hard it would be looking after a baby.
Oh.
Iceland's still waking up at least 2 times a night to feed, and most times is I getting up to make the bottle.
Oh.
Then she gonna poop, and I got to change she and rock she back to sleep. And by the time she gone back to sleep and I lie down back, before you know it, Sometimes she starts back crying and it's all over again.
And Kevin don't help?
Sometimes, yes. But remember, he got work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I do it most of the times.
It's only for time, man. She gonna get big just now.
Granny.
What?
I don't even feel like myself anymore.
What do you mean?
Since I had Iceland, I feel like a completely different person.
Well, you're a mother now, Unique.
But I'm supposed to feel like, I don't know. Sometimes so exhausted, I just want to cry.
Oh.
And I don't want to feel like that.
It's all stages of life women just go through.
I don't even like how my body looks anymore. It's like when she first born, I lose some of the weight. But look at me belly, Granny. It's like it ain't budging.
You worrying about the wrong things. You belly gonna go back to normal size soon.
I see some people give birth and within a week they don't snap back.
Everyone's body is different. Just keep going to the gym and watch your diet.
I don't even want Kevin to touch me.
So bad?
Granny, I can't stand to look at myself and I don't want him to look at me. I don't have the perfect body anymore because I had a baby.
Nobody is perfect, Unique. And you look fine. Like I said, give it time and the belly and everything gonna go away.
This is how I'm feeling, Granny.
Okay.
Then Kevin already talking about trying for another baby, trying for a boy.
And how you feel about that?
Granny, I ain't sure I want any more children.
Okay.
It's easy for him to say, let me try for the boy. But it's my body who got to go through all of that again and I don't think I want to.
Well, you shouldn't feel forced to do anything you don't want to. And you should talk to Kevin.
But I don't know how to tell him, Granny.
The sooner you share your feelings with him, the better.
Yeah. I just wish I knew how hard this would be and how much my body would change. I don't feel like myself anymore.
It can get better, Unique. I gonna help you as much as I could with Iceland. And you know Sonia is there too. You don't have to do it alone.
Rachel, I didn't tell you I ain't want you sister and she husband over here.
Sydney, I didn't know they were coming. You take with my phone so I can't talk to Leah. If I had my phone, she wouldn't be worried and then show up here.
So it's my fault?
Just give me back my phone so I could tell her I'm all right.
Come here. Shoot the life out of you. Don't let a repeat of what happened in here today. If I ever come and find 10 people in me house again, they ain't gonna ever find you, buddy. You hear what I'm saying?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.